paragraph, right? Where Thomas, last paragraph of the body of the article. Okay? Where he says the teacher leads the student, right? From what is foreknown to a knowledge of the unknown. Okay?
Okay.
In two ways he does this, right? Okay? First, by proposing to him some aids, right? Or tools, right? Which his intellect uses to acquiring science. As when he proposes to him some statements that are less universal, which nevertheless, from things already known, the disciple is able to judge, right? Or when he proposes to him some sensible examples, right? Or some likenesses, right? Or some opposites, right? And other things of this sort, from which the understanding of the one learning is manuducitor, right? Mm-hmm. Is led by the hand to a knowledge of the unknown truth, right? Mm-hmm. But in another way, when he strengthens the understanding of the one learning, not by some active power as it were of a higher nature, as has been said above about the angels illuminating it, like when we call upon an angel to help us, right? Strengthen the light of my mind. Okay, not that. Because all human understandings are one grade in the order of nature. But insofar as he proposes to the disciple or the student the order of principles to what? Conclusions. Because perhaps through himself he does not have such a power of bringing things together that he can deduce conclusions from the principles. And therefore it is said in the first book of the Postulatics, the demonstrations of syllogism making us to know. Well, this is a very important text that Matsin Dian, you know, would expound on, right? Mm-hmm. And he gave us a course on the manuductio necessary for wisdom, mm-hmm. and a course on the manuductio necessary for logic. These are both very difficult sciences. Mm-hmm. But this is something other than what you're doing mainly in geometry, right? We're proposing the order of what? Principles and conclusions, right? That's almost all you have to do in geometry because it's so proportioned to us. But in the other sciences, and the more difficult they are, the more you need this, what? Leading by the hand, right? Okay? So, because what is being proposed to us in sacred doctrine is so elevated, right? We need to have what? Be led by the hand, right? Using things that are what more known to us, huh? Okay. And you'll see that throughout this, right? Okay. So when Augustine is talking about the Trinity, he'll go back to what we know about our own mind, right? And how your own mind might know itself and say, "Gee whiz, I'm lovable," and then love itself, right? And then you start to what? Has something that has a certain likeness, right? Because we're made in the image and likeness of God, right? And you can be led by that to understand that. Yeah? So in Thomas, you know, if you look at Thomas's even the commentary on St. John there, in the beginning was the Word, right? He's going to talk about, you know, how our thought is to our thinking and so on, and kind of lead us from that to see what St. John is saying about God, right? But then he's using that on account of the weakness of our mind, right? That we've got to be led in that way, huh? So, that's a distinction that Thomas gives in that question 117, Article 1, between manuductio, right? And then the more finishing thing, you might say, the teacher, proposing the order of principles to what? Conclusions, huh? See, Aristotle doing that in the beginning of the physics there, right? Where he gives the reason why we know the confused before the distinct. Then he gives us three kinds of examples to show that, in fact, we do. And then you can break that down into very singular examples. Huh? So what I do when I teach that. Okay, so we'll stop there and fifth